Researchers from the University of Chicago sent out 5,000 resumes for job openings listed in newspapers in Chicago and Boston. The resumes had identical qualifications. However, some of the resumes had names like Neil, Greg, Emily, or Jill, and others had names like Tamika, Aisha, Rashid, or Tyrone. The names were taken from birth certificates of whites and blacks. The study found resumes with white-sounding first names elicited 50% more responses than ones with black-sounding names.
To some degree, it doesn't surprise me.
That's Gladys Benavides, the former director of the DHFS Affirmative Action Office. She now runs a corporate diversity consulting company.
The more I spend time with corporations, the more I understand that sometimes it's not just the obvious kinds of discrimination.
The authors of the study wrote that the findings suggest there's a substantial amount of discrimination in the job recruiting process. The study found that companies that claim to be equal opportunity employers were no more likely to respond to black resumes than other businesses. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.